This is Mark Steiner. Today is July the 24th. Welcome to This Day in History.
Venus, that's a fool at the square, right?
Yeah.
Doctors, engineer, and a pair, right?
Yeah.
Hip-hop made a point last year, right?
Yeah.
But planets is the joint this year, right?
Yeah.
That's Where I'm From, by Diggable Planets. Ladybug Mecca of Diggable Planets was born this day in 1973. The daughter of Brazilian jazz musicians, Ladybug Mecca, was raised in Silver Spring, attended Howard University, then moved to Philadelphia, where she was one-third of Diggable Planets. Though Diggable Planets were only active for a few years in the mid-90s, they made a huge impact on hip-hop with their jazzy beats and poetic lyrics, inspired, laden with 5% Nation, Black Panther, and communist imagery. Happy birthday, Ladybug Mecca. The summer of 1919 was known as Red Summer. It was a time when white mobs, servicemen, and veterans attacked black communities across the United States. On July 24th, that violence reached Washington, D.C. The newspapers fanned flames with fictional stories of a black monster raping women. A man was accused of raping a Navy officer's wife and then released. Hundreds of drunken sailors and Marines attacked the black community, beating and killing any black man, woman, or child they could find. 36 people died. As African Americans stood up to defend themselves, more whites than black died in the attack. Red Summer fueled the growth of the NAACP and other more radical groups demanding justice. When you hear the words Scottsboro Boys, for most to know about them, it conjures up the worst in the history of our racial injustice system. It happened in 1931. 9 African-American young men, riding the rails, falsely accused of raping 2 white girls. The girls' later recantations had no effect on the case. There were 3 trials in Alabama. 9 young men, all but one a teenager. 2 were 13, 1 was 15, 1 was 12. All just looking for work. The case went to the Supreme Court and back to the lower courts. The American left and black organizations fought to bring justice to the Scottsboro Boys to the bitter end. They were convicted, sentenced to prison for what was tantamount to the rest of their lives, finally exonerated when most of the 9 had already passed away. On this day in 1937, the oldest, Charles Weems, was convicted of rape, sentenced to 105 years, finally paroled in 1943 after years in the worst prisons in Alabama, for something he did not do. On the same day in 1937, Alabama dropped charges against Willie Robinson, 16 when he was arrested, Ola Montgomery, 17 when he was arrested, and Eugene Williams and Roy Wright, both 13 when they were arrested, after the 4 had spent 6 years in cruel, unjust confinement. And today is the birthday of Zelda Fitzgerald. Though she's remembered mostly as the wife of F. Scott Fitzgerald, Zelda Fitzgerald was a groundbreaking writer in her own right. She wrote a novel, Save Me the Waltz, during a 6-month stay at the Phipps Psychiatric Center in Baltimore, one of the several institutions she was committed to by her husband. She was deterred from writing by F. Scott Fitzgerald, who, along with Zelda's psychiatrist, stopped her from writing her second novel. F. Scott Fitzgerald allegedly lifted phrases and sentences from Zelda's letters, and she was a major inspiration for the character of Daisy in The Great Gatsby. Zelda Fitzgerald was born on this day in 1900. It's the birthday of Simón Bolívar, revolutionary leader, the second president of Venezuela, who played a vital role in the liberation of Latin America from Spanish colonization. Even though the French and American revolutions influenced him, he had a different vision for what a post-revolutionary society should look like. For while he staunchly opposed slavery, he believed that a U.S.-style democracy could not exist in Latin America. For 2 decades, he fought and organized revolutionary actions and was known as a liberator across the world. He founded the nation of Gran Colombia, an area that now encompasses Colombia, Venezuela, Ecuador, Panama, along with parts of Peru, Brazil, and Guyana. And today commemorates the birth of Simón Bolívar in 1783. And on this day, Chile became the second country in Latin America to ban slavery after Haiti did in 1793. Manuel de Salas, one of the founders of the Republic of Chile, drafted a law prohibiting it after reading an announcement in a newspaper that said, "For sale. 22 to 24-year-old mulatto. Nice condition, good price." And here's a song for your July the 24th. It's by a singer, actress, dancer, and fashion designer from the Bronx. She first gained national exposure when she was a fly girl on Living Color in the early 90s. Her first starring role on the movie set was in a Selena biopic in 1997. The next year, she became the first Latina actress to earn over $1 million for her role in the film Out of Sight. She dropped this song in 2002 to remind the world where she was from. that her success hasn't changed her. The song is Jenny from the Block by Jennifer Lopez, born on this day in 1969. Continue your exploration of this day in history. Visit SteinerShow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. From 11 color to movie scripts to on the 6 to J-Lo to this headline.